Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Somehow, we have got here again. It is the last AEW pay-per-view of the year. This terrifies me. It scares me. It makes me feel all heebie-jeebie because time is moving so fast and I'm getting old. This is why we must enjoy wrestling even more because it's there to be entertained. Hello, I am Simon What Culture. Thank you very much for joining me as always. Hit the subscribe button, see what happens. But today, this is what we're going to do. You're going to take your brain, I'm going to take my brain, and we are going to try and predict Full Gear. And as I've said once and as I've said 1,000 times, we're going to have some fun with it. We're not just going to go, MJF beats Jon Moxley. That is way too boring. So put your geek hats on and let's go. So we shall start with a match that I believe is going to be on the pre-show because come Rampage, which I haven't seen yet because it doesn't exist in my world, we are getting Lance Archer versus Ricky Starks. That person then goes through to the next round of the World Title Elimination Tournament where they're going to take on Brian Cage. That's going to happen on the pre-show. And then the winner of that takes on Ethan Page on Dynamite, maybe. Point is this, Ricky Starks is going to win both of those matches. The finals will be Ethan Page versus Ricky Starks. Ethan Page should win that, goodbye. And then we get into Full Gear proper, and I tell you, I am so excited about this next match. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum because it is big men slapping man meat because for the TNT title, we are getting Powerhouse Hobbs versus Samoa Joe versus Wardlow. And look at me. I'm a mess. And the greatest part about it is that not only are they going to do a bunch of big moves, not only are they going to be super duper agile, even though they are monsters, I don't care who wins. That's right, I don't give a flood. If Wardlow retains, awesome. We can get the TNT title rocking and rolling again. If Samoa Joe wins, awesome. Samoa Joe is one of the best wrestlers ever. And if Powerhouse Hobbs gets it, not going to be mad at that. William is fantastic. You don't have to imagine, though, that we are doing a triple threat here to try and maybe protect Wardlow. And it's probably the best thing to do. Now, I don't know why his championship run has been booked as, well, weak as it has done. It hasn't been overly exciting. So what I would do, I would have Powerhouse Hobbs pin Samoa Joe. Then Powerhouse Hobbs can walk around going, I'm the champion. I am great. Wardlow can be like, well, I didn't lose anything. And once again, it's Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe could lose from now until the end of time. And I'd still look at him and go, Samoa Joe is going to kick your ass. Just that damn good. Otherwise, we don't need anything else here. No nonsense, no ridiculousness, no shenanigans. Just let these three guys do what we know they can do. Probably going to be the best match on the card. Giving it to Hobbs. And then we're going to have an absolutely massive return because as we found out on Dynamite, the Death Triangle are going to defend their Trios Championships against Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. That's right. It's the Elite. Now, it was kind of weird how they did make their big AEW comeback. They just cross-faded onto the screen, but I don't care. We've got to take all this hubbly-bubbly, and we have to leave it behind us. And there is no way you could go to any reality that actually exists, and there is no way that this isn't going to be one of the best matches you will see in the year. Because when you go through every single person in it, they're all top-tier talents. You're also going to have to imagine that Matt and Nick Jackson and Kenny Omega really want to go out there and prove a point for obvious reasons. And I actually think, given that they were meant to be the Trios champions for a long-ass time, that Tony Khan is just going to go, cheers, Triangle of Death. We're just going to take these and we're going to pop them back over here. But I actually think that All Elite Wrestling has done a really good job with this because we've been planting those seeds. For the last few weeks, maybe even months, Pac's been like, man, I love hammers. Why don't we use hammers all the time? Whereas Penn and Phoenix have been like, yeah, you know, we don't really want to use a weapon of death. I know we're called Death Triangle. We just kind of want to use our flippy-dippy moves. Also, you're well too mad. Would you calm down? He hasn't, though. He hasn't calmed down, so I bet Pat goes to use the hammer. Penta and Phoenix are like, oh, he's doing it again. That creates some sort of opening and the Elite get the win. And that is totally fine. Then we can move into 2023 with whatever the plans were meant to be back in August. Hopefully we can just forget about this. It's my word. As crazy and as interesting as it was, it's also kind of exhausting. So the point is the Elite will become two-time trios champions. Maybe we should just forget about the first. We then get into stipulation territory because Jungle Boy is finally going to get his revenge against Luchasaurus in a damn steel cage. Now, I have no idea when Christian Cage, Steel Cage's brother, is going to be ready because he hurt his arm. But right now, we got to be focusing on Jack Perry. Now, I love the dinosaur. I love Luchasaurus. I think he is an underrated talent. But in this program so far, Jungle Boy hasn't got many victories. So here's what you need to do. You put them in this structure, everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's so terrifying. How can a wee lad beat this massive monster? But he does. You do proper David Goliath. Jack Perry, Jungle Boy, is able to get the victory, and then maybe when we get to the next pay-per-view, which I believe is February, he then beats Christian, and we're all said and done with this, and we can just head off in a new direction. That's perfectly fine. Not every single feud needs to be the greatest thing you've ever seen in your life. And actually, given how long this has been going on, I actually think it's fine. I actually think it's quite like it. I think Jungle Boy has got better at promos throughout it. Like angry heel Luchasaurus. Well, that just works for me. But I don't think you need to go too crazy with this one. I just think you need to book it in the way that it does need to be booked. And again, Jungle Boy goes to get his revenge against Christian. And then really, he should probably be put in the world title picture, or at least the TNT title picture. He's gonna need a belt, giving it up. No, but it's the wrong video. Giving it to the boy from the jungle. Weirdness then enters the pay-per-view territory, because up next is Sting and Darby Allin, father and son, the best of friends, taking on Jay Lethal and making his in-ring AEW debut. Ain't he great? It's Jeff Jarrett. Now, I'll be the first to admit that I wasn't massively into this when it did start getting going, but now that we've got to the damn pay-per-view, I'm excited. It's just one of those things that only wrestling could have done. Like, I don't know when the last time Jeff Jarrett and Sting had a match was, but I bet you ass when I did see it, I was like, well, this is never going to happen again. We get to 2022 and it's happening again. Also, you do have to give plaudits to Jarrett. I think he's like in his mid-50s, but he's in terrific shape and he can still work a damn good match. We know that Jay Lethal is excellent too. Darby Allin is one of a kind. And Sting continues to prove that it doesn't matter how old he is, he can knock it out of the park. So actually on paper, this should be pretty damn good. You also have to figure that Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal aren't winning, which means Sting and Darby Allin get another victory. Sting will do some crazy bump that'll make me go, oh, I can't believe that he's doing it. And I actually think this is just going to be a barrel of laughs and it's going to be fun. Never forget, that's the point of wrestling. All this other hoopla is a waste of time. If you are enjoying yourself and everybody wins, although technically here, that's going to Sting and Darby Allin.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This really is quite the crazy night when it comes to professional wrestling, because we're also going to have Britt Baker taking on Saraya, the former Paige. And never forget, she wasn't ever meant to wrestle again, and yet we're gonna get it. Now, this has opened up a massive conversations with people on two sides of the fence, because firstly, you got people saying, well, if Saraya's coming back, she can't lose to Britt Baker straight out of the gate. That doesn't work. But you have the other people going, well, no, because their argument and their feud has been about basically AEW and WWE and who's a star and who's not a star. So if Britt doesn't beat Saraya, you're basically saying that WWE is a cool dude and AEW isn't as cool. I don't think you need to worry about all of that, because that's just stupid politics that we'll forget about in around about 72 minutes. And ultimately, I agree with the first camp. You should have Saraya win, because she has been away for so long, and it will make us feel all warm and fuzzy in our tum-tums. However, that's where I'm going to put the brakes on and switch my mind, because there's a better story here, and it's absolutely in Britt Baker winning. Now, I'm stealing this from Brian Alvarez, he of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, but I don't care, because he was talking about the fact recently that he was watching when Shawn Michaels returned to the WWE, and we all knew about his bad back. And then he got into a match with Triple H, and Triple H gave him a backbreaker, and everyone was like, oh no, his back, he's gotta be dead. But he was able to fight on. So what I would do, and I'd borrow from New Japan, because they love doing this all the time, is tell the story that Saraya has been out for ages. She's not 100%. I'm not talking about doing a paralyzed angle or anything like that. You can just tell she's struggling to get going. Britt Baker takes advantage of that, and then Saraya has to go to the back of the line. She has to get a win. She makes her way back to Britt, who maybe has a championship at that time. Saraya wins, and everybody cries because they're so happy. I mean, that's where the beef is. That's where the money is. You have to pull the trigger on everything straight away. So that's what I would do. Once again, I'm not saying she just collapses in the ring and we're all like, oh man, she's broke her neck again. That's way too far. But just take a little bit of a reality and sprinkle that in with a little bit of fiction. There's your narrative. It's right there. I gave it a kiss. And that is why I am going with Britt Baker, and I just think it makes all the more sense, especially if later on, and in fact, let's segue into it now, we are getting Jamie Hayter versus Toni Storm for the women's interim title, and you could do something else with Britt here. Or maybe, you know, screw over Jamie. What I'm talking about is this. There's only two finishes to this match as far as I'm concerned. One is what I just said, and two is Jamie Hayter winning the championship. But now I've just put all this together in my brain. What I would actually try to pull off is, I don't know which way round you'd have to do it, is that Britt Baker beats Saraya, and Saraya has to go on a journey, as we've already talked about. Jamie Hayter is able to win the championship from Toni Storm, even if Britt Baker does help her. But then Britt turns on Jamie, because we have to do that feud, as we've been teasing it so long. And there's your brand new program. You could even get to the end of that and switch the belt back to Britt Baker, which is when Saraya is going to be ready. There you go. I just wrote 6 months worth of stories for you. Goodbye. And it may actually be crap in execution, but in my brain it sounds pretty good. And then you've kind of got multiple elements of the women's division all coming together. And I find that's when wrestling's at its best. So as I've said it, I'm going to stick with it now. Saraya loses to Britt Baker. Jamie Hayter beats Toni Storm. There's some kind of hoo-ha between Baker and Hayter, and we get to that feud, and it can be over the title. There you go. I've done it. Move on. And given we have talked about the other two women's matches, we should talk about the third one as well. And I think it's awesome that there are three women's matches on this pay-per-view, because for the TBS title, Jade Cargill versus Nyla Rose. Now, very sadly, I think you can predict this one quite effortlessly, and it is going to be Jade Cargill getting her revenge and getting another win and carrying on her dominant run. But that makes me a little bit of a sad panda, because I think Nyla Rose has been tremendous in this, and I kind of want it to continue, but I don't see how it can. I don't want this to be a squash or anything like that, but I actually think it would benefit if you went to the Brock Lesnar-Goldberg booking well and just did it like that. Give them 5 to 6 minutes and tell them, listen, Jade Cargill, you come out the gates 100 miles an hour. Nyla, you know the deal. You come out the gates 100 miles an hour. They just do move. And it's essentially big women slapping women meat. One doesn't work as well, but you take my point. Ultimately, that is all there is to say about it, though, because Cargill is going to get the W here, which is no problem, by the way. Jade Cargill is great. Don't want Nyla Rose to disappear from my TV again. Which moves us into the Ring of Honor World Championship match, which is a four-way. Chris Jericho, Bryan Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, and Sammy Guevara. This is going to be fantastic. Now we can take Claudio Castagnoli and throw him right out of there, because he made Chris Jericho tap out on Dynamite, which says to me he's not going to become the champion. And actually, I think I've already figured it out. I do think Chris Jericho is going to win. I don't think it's the time to take that title off him. There you go. Draw a line under it. We're done. The only real interesting part is what is going to happen between Sammy Guevara and Jericho here, because you'd have to imagine they're either going to be the best of friends or they're going to fall out again. That would be a little bit strange, because Sam has only kind of recently just rejoined the Jericho Appreciation Society, and you're not going to turn Jericho face, and there's no point trying to turn Sammy Guevara face. We've done that before. I'm not entirely sure how that one is going to unfold, But if I were you, I'd keep my eye on it. Unless you're Rey Mysterio. So really, I kind of feel like this is here just so they can have an absolute banger, and they absolutely will. A small part of my tum-tum does think Bryan Danielson could steal this, maybe because Guevara screws over Jericho. And actually, that's the more fun one, and I almost promised you fun. So we're going with Bryan Danielson. I know, there's no rhyme or reason. The AEW World Tag Team titles are also going to be in the line as Swerve in Our Glory takes on the Acclaimed. This one actually has me a little bit stumped, because Max Caster and Anthony Bowens are so over, you should not be taking the titles off them right now. It just doesn't feel like the correct time, and I want to see more scissoring. But you do have a story in your back pocket where Swerve Strickland is now a super duper mega heel, and Keith Lee is like, I can't undoubtedly believe you keep doing this. But then Keith has to join him at some point, you'd have to imagine, and when you do that, they should win the championships back. Otherwise, it's like, well, what did you do that for, Keith? It didn't help at all. And you could do that here. Lee could do something dastardly, which allows him to win the belt, and everybody's kind of slack-jawed, like, well, I didn't see that coming. Keith Lee, you were supposed to be my best mate, and then you just went and spat at me right in the face. So while my joyous wrestling side does not want the Acclaimed to be defeated here, this is the time to do it. Keith Lee goes heel. He joins up with Swerve Strickland as the bad guy Swerve in Our Glory team. And then you could kind of move FTR into the mix, because if you do FTR versus the Acclaimed, that's babyfaces versus babyfaces. Also, you can make a great argument that Matt Caster and Anthony Bowens are so over, they don't even need the gold to begin with. So I've said it now. I am giving this to Swerve in Our Glory. And man, I tell you, when it comes to the prediction rundowns, if I get this right, I am going to look like a hero. But of course, as always, I get it wrong, and I just look like a goober instead. Giving it to Lee and Swerve. Which brings us to our main event for the AEW World Championship, MJF versus Jon Moxley. Your guess is as good as mine. The only thing I'm pretty convinced of is that The Firm and William Regal are going to have to get involved here, because otherwise what the hell we were doing. And I do not believe for one second that Maxwell Jacob Friedman is going proper babyface. Now, do I think we actually surely should pull the trigger on this? Yes, I do. But I've also just had this inkling that we're not going to. And actually, it's going to be Regal screwing over Jon Moxley in order to get the championship to Max. This is going to be like WWE circa 1999. That's an absolutely fine finish too, as long as you can pull it off properly. I'm just not 100% sure that MJF is going to get booed by 100% of the audience. I mean, everyone does love Jon Moxley, so I suppose there is a chance. But this one does have me a little bit stumped. Like, I would put a large sum of money on the fact that Freeman will walk away with the title. How he's going to do it, I am not sure. But as we've said throughout this whole video, this is about entertainment, it's about having fun, so that's what's going to go down. William Regal is going to screw over Jon Moxley. The Firm will have been working for MJF the entire time, and he will take the microphone at the end and be all like, ha ha ha, you absolute buffoons, I tricked you, even though I didn't trick you. And I'll tell you what this ties in for, and I believe we had the anniversary the other day. Do you remember at Survivor Series 1998, when the Raw beforehand, The Rock had kicked the corporation's ass, and what did he do at the pay-per-view? He joined up with the corporation. That's what I think this is going to be. MJF leading this brand new faction with the Firm of William Regal after they came up with this convoluted and quite stupid plan when you break it right down in order to get him to the top. But what all that matters is that MJF will be your champion. And I've said it now, and there is no going back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.